It is 8:22. It is Friday, and that means we welcome into Studio B, Michael Kelly.
Good morning. It feels like fall is coming.
It does feel like fall. And I know that's John Hancock's favorite season, or
it
maybe
is.
Not.
It is. Raring to go.
All right, well, let's get right to it. This week, Donald Trump has been canceling, or his campaign's been canceling, a lot of his interviews. And Kamala Harris has been doing a lot of interviews, including Fox News with Bret Baier. Ultimately, though, John Hancock, is this going to make any difference?
I don't think so. The polls aren't moving. Nobody's undecided. And this thing is a cattle call, and we'll see who's got the cattle at call.
Yeah, look, I think Kamala Harris is playing a game that there are still some Republicans out there who have a distaste for Donald Trump and are on the fence as to whether or not they can vote for him. And I think she's out there pushing her message in all the various places. You know, they're making a big deal about, oh, she's lacking with African-American males at 89%. Okay, so she's going to fight to get it up to 92 or 93. And when she's going on to Fox News and stuff like that, I think she's trying to show that she has some room to grow. I think Donald Trump's trying to run the clock out. Things are going his way. The less time he's in front of people for that spontaneity of eating cats, the better.
Now, there are seven key battleground states, but you've said all along, and you as well, John, that it really only comes down to one, and that's Pennsylvania. You still believe that?
Yeah, I mean, if Kamala Harris doesn't win Pennsylvania, I don't see the pathway to the White House for her. And that's why you're seeing the significant investment in time and energy there. They knew all along it would be tight. The campaign chose not to take the governor from Pennsylvania. So they must have a strategy to be able to put it together, because I think all the marbles rest in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Josh Shapiro was there for the taking, and they had all at the time, and still to this day, the Democrats are really conflicted on support of Israel. And I think on the far left, there was some aversion to Josh Shapiro. I thought at the time the politics of it were crystal clear. And if you look at Shapiro's numbers in Pennsylvania, he's maybe arguably the most popular governor in the country. And not to have chosen him, I think, may prove to be a fatal mistake when we get 18 days, 19 days, whatever it is from now. Of course, we're not going to know who won 18 or 19 right. days from now.
Interesting, though, like, would it really move the needle that much? Because maybe Pennsylvanians wouldn't be happy that you're taking their popular governor away.
It does. On the margins, it makes a difference. And so Pennsylvania right now, Trump's up 0.5%. According to the Real Clear average, he would have made that difference.
I can't think of a vice presidential candidate who didn't deliver their own state.
Right.
Closer to home, Lucas Kuntz, who is running for Senate against Josh Hawley, I did not realize, has not endorsed Vice President Harris for president, and we have stories on that this morning. Does that surprise you, Michael?
No, I knew he had taken this approach all along. I don't get why. I think he's trying to walk a fine tightrope of cutting himself out as some Democratic independent. I think it's transparent what he's up to, and I'm surprised it's getting the attention it's getting now.
Well, and so the politics of it is smart, particularly because he's not receiving a lot of money from the National Democratic Senatorial Committee. So the National Democrats have no sway with this guy because they're not funding his campaign. And so that gives him the freedom to do a politically smart move and not endorse a candidate who's going to lose the state. But it's kind of a no-brainer.
What do you guys have coming up?
Oh, man, have we got stuff coming up. We got Colonel Jeff McCausland to talk about the situation with Hamas right now. A local author who's written a biography of Homer G. Phillips is going to join us.
Ah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, I was in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian African American Museum, and there was a whole thing on Homer G. Phillips Hospital.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, see, St. Louis.
It's really a fascinating story. Michael's got a thing down here. He wrote potpourri that we're going to do.
Hot I think that might be potpourri.
Oh. I thought it was about marijuana.
Rapid fire with a John Hancock. It'll be more of that old man humor.